Welcome to the HB5 podcast, where we talk about co-working, productivity, and building your future lifestyle. This is episode 7 for January 11th, 2016. And we're here in the studio with Jay.
Hello.
Hey, Jay. Got Tecto here.
Hey, now.
And today we are going to be talking about getting the things done.
All the things.
So this is GTTD, if anybody's heard of that.
I think it's more like G-A-T-T-D, getting all the things done.
I could be getting all the things
get
done. I got to be careful. We have a really, we already have kind of a cool subtitle selected ahead of time, which
yes,
is kind of not normal, but so I don't want to put too many more words in. Our titles are getting long.
It's fine. You can drop the all.
But no, we can do that. I'm putting it in. It's in.
All right.
We're done. It doesn't matter. There's lots of there's
well adding the all makes it pronounceable. You can actually say
that will that extra bite will take a little bit more on the download.
This is true.
People how's it going to affect the tattoos though? Is what I want to know.
Yeah, don't know. Speaking of tattoos,
yes,
I need to get one.
Another one. Okay,
yeah, I need another one.
All right. It's on your short list.
Yeah. So maybe I could get a GTD tattoo.
So our tagline is that this is about getting things done, which is a system. And that system is the squatty potty of productivity.
Yes.
Yes.
That is what this is about. And we will have a link to the squatty potty commercial for those who have not seen it.
It's stellar.
It is fantastic.
It is the chuckles.
Yep. It is awesome. But in all seriousness, this is about how to get things flowing well in your productivity world.
Sorry.
Yeah. Anyone who has a job and a family and things that are important to them, it's easy for those things that are important to you to get backed up, to collect in a place.
Yeah, things can get bound up, and you want to.
Well, and kind of like constipation, they can overload your mind and get stuck in your mind where you're constantly trying to. Oh yeah, there's a. Oh, I forgot. Oh, what's the thing I've forgotten? That nagging anxiety, sense of worry that you forgot something. And in reality, in almost all cases, you did forget
something. There's no time for anxiety.
Because there's just too much to remember.
Yeah, yeah. I'm going to be somewhere in public and a task is going to fall out. And
right.
I don't need that kind
actually,
of embarrassment.
And this is exactly what Tech Test is talking about. I think the most common, I'm going to venture to bet that for you guys, because I think it is for me, the most common time when that most important task pops into my mind is when I'm laying down to go to sleep.
Yes. When you thought you were done for the day.
You have that oh no horror moment where you realize
and you really are ready to
done.
Go to sleep.
Yes.
And you are already at the
you
point.
You need to get some sleep.
And you need to get some sleep. Yeah. And really the last thing you want to do is pick up your phone or pick up
a
notebook.
The heart races and blood pressure goes up.
You're stressed.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
And cursing happens out loud, if not in your head.
Yep.
So GTD is about turning that into the entirely opposite scenario where you free up your mental capacity, you get everything out of your head, you get it into a trusted list, and that's an important point. It's a trusted list. We'll talk about what that means. And you get to where your mind is actually able to, you're able to focus your mind completely, all the capacity is there, and your mind flows like water from one task to the other because you no longer need to remember all the things that you carried around in your head trying to make sure you didn't forget them. And when you deal with work and then potentially doing work on the side and maybe trying to start a business and or maybe you're freelancing and then you have a love interest or a spouse or children and maybe a hobby and you're part of meetups or you start adding in all the spheres of your life to one brain and trying to keep track of all the commitments that you've made. And God forbid you're in conversation and somebody asks, oh, hey, can you take care of this? And you want to say yes. Maybe you have a commitment problem. You have a wanting to be liked problem. So, of course, you say, oh, yeah, I'll take care of that. And then it's yet another thing that you have to remember. And if you don't get it into a trusted system, you're diminishing your mental bandwidth that's available to actually do anything because a part of your brain is always tied up trying to remember all the things that you need to get done.
I would say it's a commitment capability or maybe a commitment superpower. I'm pretty good at that, so if you need any help.
An overcommitment superpower?
Yeah, if you need help with something, I'll help you out.
I think the importance, you nailed something there, I think the importance of saying no is critical.
Yes, but if you don't say no, if it's something you from a priority perspective, you look at what's being asked of you, and it's going to be a snap decision in less than a second, but you look at it, it's important. You need to make a provision right there on the spot for getting it done. And that's what this is about. Ultimately, if you have a system where you know that if you make a commitment, you're going to document it. You're going to write it down. You're going to put it in an inbox. You're going to review it. You're going to sort it out later. You may ultimately, on some things you put in your list, you may decide you're never going to do them, and you remove them from the list, but it's a conscious decision. At least you know that you're not going to try to remember it. You don't have to hold it in your head because you put it in a system that you have formed habits, or you are going, you know, ultimately transitioning, you're going to form habits such that you review this list and you don't forget things. And you can't psych yourself out. So there's an element here of if you do not form a habit of putting things into a system and then reviewing that system, you know that your system is not real. You're going to go right back to, you'll revert back to trying to remember things because, you know, you put some things in your system and some things you know you don't always put things into your system, so you don't trust yourself. So then you're back to tying up mental bandwidth, trying to remember the things that you committed to getting done or you wanted to get done or you thought of, oh, I should do this, etc. So getting things done, I think, really boils down to two key things. One is get everything out of your head. Two is review the things on a regular basis. And there are so many different, you know, there's technology for it. There's just grab a set of 3x5 cards. There are all kinds of ways that people have implemented GTD. By the way, GTD ultimately is a book and a system put together by a guy named David Allen.
Well, let's talk about that for a second.
Yeah,
so getting things done, you mentioned it. David Allen wrote a book, I think, was it 2001?
The number of people, by the way, who have bought this book versus the number of people who have completed the book, I would love to see that ratio because I finished the book, multiple attempts. I like to read, but that book, so dry.
It's like a
literary desiccant. It will just dry you out so fast that you fall asleep.
But with that said, the book is super dry,
valuable.
But the system that David Allen has created, and I would say beyond that, you know, any system, you tweak it to how it works best for you, because the system is a made up thing, right? He made it up, and there's tweaks that may work better for you, and things that may work better for others.
The philosophy is the key,
but the core philosophy is the key, and so I would say we're gonna have a link to the book in the show notes, but. And there actually is a new edition. It's got, I think, some info on some maybe tools that are out there now.
It's slightly more moist.
A little bit. Hopefully it's not as dry. I don't know, though. It is super dry. I would say this, though. Don't feel bad if you have to put the book down, pick it back up later. Feel bad about it.
Yep.
Put the book in your someday maybe.
Yeah.
Stack.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. You should put it in your must read, but realize you may not finish it in one session.
So right. If you don't read it, here's the problem. If you don't read it, eventually... I think we're driving stuff in the studio here. If you don't read it eventually, what's going to happen is you're going to probably miss some stuff that you wish you might have known, even though it is a dry read, because there is some stuff in there. But we're also going to have a link to the Getting Things Done Wikipedia page, which gives you a really great synopsis of some of the things we're going to talk about today that are the key, like high-level ideals and philosophies of getting things done. So read the book. Don't feel bad if it's a dry read. Don't try to read it in one sitting.
Read,
a struggle.
Think about it. Come back to it. It's one of those things also that as you digest even one piece of the conceptual map, you're probably going to need to back away and think about how am I going to attack this? How am I going to integrate this into my lifestyle? You definitely want to look around at tools and ways that other people have integrated GTD into their lives, because some people are averse to technology, but you know, carrying around a Moleskine notebook may be a perfect fit for them. You know, you're going to have to find what works for you.
Yeah, and I would also say that while there's the David Allen Co. Getting Things Done, philosophy, the book, all of that business. I would also add to this that what is going on?
I don't know.
David Allen Coe is a musician. David Allen,
oh, yeah.
Author of the book.
Well, that, if you've ever listened to Merlin Mann's podcast,
I was wondering why you were trying not to crack up there.
If you've ever listened to Merlin Mann's podcast,
you just substitute
he
name
says,
that will.
No, no, it's not a substitution necessarily. It's David Allen Coe is in the company. Circa.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think he means that David Allen Coe.
Right.
Once you get the philosophy down of getting things done, you'll and you believe in that system, and you start to tweak it and make it work for you. I think what's neat about it, there's this broader, when I think a lot of us in the studio here say getting things done, we actually mean getting things done, David Allen style, plus all the things that we've combined on top of it that we use and techniques. We've applied some of the same philosophy against other parts of life, other systems, other inputs we have. We'll talk about inboxes, but I think I did want to make that point that to me, GTD is truly the broad getting things done and not necessarily the David Allen getting things done.
Well, no, obviously for each person it encompasses their world and what they're attempting to get done, and systems based on the philosophy are still going to get personalized, and people have to kind of come to grips with what works for them. And it's also one of those things where the habits are, I think, more important ultimately than the specifics of any given system. And the habits can take a long time to really become complete. So, you know, you try to form you start off with, okay, I'm going to brain dump every single thing that I'm carrying around into an inbox, be that 3x5 cards or, you know, an inbox in an application like, let's say, OmniFocus. And you're not going to worry about sorting them. You're not going to worry about putting them into context or time frames or, you know, anything like that. Just get them out of your head. And that one thing can take months. Lot of times. And there can be a certain sense of like, you know, is this working? Before you start to get the benefit. So then you start forming the secondary habit of weekly review. And then during a weekly review, you start to go, okay, all right, you know, actually I need to get this done next time I'm at the mall or next time I'm at Walmart or Lowe's or whatever the case might be, grocery store context, let's say. And you start sorting things out in different ways, and you start getting some things done, but you start to, you know, over that period of time, you start to experience the freedom of the mental capacity starting to come back in and the stress level going down because those things are, you know, you wrote that one down. So you remember.
But the freedom is that trusted system.
Right.
That you've got it in a place where you know that it is there. You don't have to sweat it.
Right. So I'll wake up sometimes 2, 3, 4 in the morning, and it has been one of those experiences around these kinds of things where I'll wake up and I'll almost literally sit up in bed in a fright, a you know, shivering fright almost that I forgot something. I realized I just forgot it. And moving to a GTD system has allowed me to have more and more of the experience where, yes, I might still have that happen, but when I wake up, I realize, oh yeah, I already put that in my system. I'm going to get to it. I hadn't forgotten it. And that has allowed me, A, to sleep better, but also to have that peace of mind throughout more and more of the day where, yes, there are habits that continue to have to be reinforced even after you develop them. Life gets busy. You forget to write something down. You go, oh, and you can turn that into beating yourself up very easily too. But you go back to your system, you write it down, and you move on. And the more that becomes your normal, the more that you trust yourself as well, that you've formed this habit. And then your system starts to take on a life of its own, and you can build on top of it. So that's, I think, the personalization of it is somewhat tied to what interests you have and, you know, how technologically oriented or not you are or whatever the case might be in terms of how you tailor your system to make it work for you. One of the things is how many inboxes you have, and I know we had that kind of in our show note plans, but that's one of the things that is not always overcomable, so to speak. Is that a word, overcomable?
It is now.
You know, you have inboxes at work, email, work email for one instance, that you can't force everybody to use your chosen inbox. They're not going to drop tasks straight into your preferred single inbox. And so things come in through all kinds of channels. And then there's the challenge of, okay, how do I bring everything into one system where I know that I just have one place to review them? Or am I going to do a weekly review in more than one inbox? That's not simple.
Well, let's step back for a second and talk through some of the components of the David Allen getting things done. And Tecto's been talking a bunch about the inbox situation here. So you've got an inbox, and there's a couple little rules I like about the inbox, and that is capture everything in that inbox.
Yep.
One way or the other, capture it, any thought. And when you do the review that Tecto you were talking about, when you do that review later, you will make a few determinations. You will decide, do I put that into a project? Does that become a task in a project? Which a project is, by the way, anything that takes two or more tasks to accomplish. Yeah, it's a project. Almost. So this isn't like a big...
Everything's a project if it's basically a task.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, a good example is I've got to replace some fluorescent light at home. I was working on this in OmniFocus today, and I've got to go, and one task is I've already got in there. I've got to go and determine which fluorescent light is in there. Do I think it's the lamp? And then I need to say, all right, then I've got a task that says order it or pick it up at, you know, a hardware store. And then I have to task that says install it. And then I have a task that says dispose of the old one or do whatever. So, but back to the inbox side, the other thing you do during review that's super important, and this is a David Allen thing, but if it takes 2 minutes or less to accomplish the task, do it.
Yeah, don't write it down to review it later. Just get it done.
Yep. Because it's tempting to go ahead and organize it, and you'll feel good because it's organized. But what happens is you'll wind up with hundreds and hundreds of things that are in your OmniFocus, which I definitely have because I use it a little crazily.
Well,
but
then your review gets overwhelming.
The review gets crazy.
Different issue.
Yep. And so you basically want to get that stuff done when you do the review. And I would suggest also don't let that inbox get too overwhelming, because if you get more than 20 or 30 things in that inbox, you're gonna struggle with the overwhelming feeling that now what do I do?
Well, that's where I'm at right now. So I'm probably earlier than you guys along in the GTD journey, and I'm only now at the point where I'm centralizing to a single inbox. So yep. I've got an Evernote notebook that all of my things are now going into, and I haven't taken action steps on them. I'm at the point where I'm really just now doing that kind of brain dump and resource dump from all yep. these other locations.
So doing it daily, whatever your main inbox is, whatever tool you use, doing that daily or at the most a couple of times, you know, with every couple of days is huge.
Especially at the beginning. I think in my experience, doing it every day for the first, I don't know, I want to say 3 or 4 months at least before you start to taper off, it's important, because not only are you forming the habit, but you're cleaning up so much clutter that if you don't review it daily, you can end up stressed again. And it starts to taper off as you get more comfortable, and you can get to where you're twice a week or once a week.
I still have to do it daily, and there's a reason, because I'm OCD. But also it's because sometimes there might – and I don't necessarily have to clear it all – but there may be some things in there that have to be addressed. But I was maybe at
okay.
You're
what
talking
I mean
weekly
by review.
Review.
What I mean by weekly, yeah, by review is where you review the entire list.
Yeah. So I'm talking about strictly the review of your inbox.
Yeah. Okay. So that is absolutely yep. daily, because you have to go through that enough to say, what do I need to get done tomorrow? And this is a best practice around productivity anyway, because if you do this before you go to bed, you look at your calendar for the next day and you look at your inbox and determine what things do I need to shoot to nail down tomorrow, you can have a much better plan of action. You know, and it's a plan. No battle plan survives first contact. So you're going to have to adapt during the day. Things are going to come up, etc. But you have a much higher chance of actually getting through those things that you went through and determined were critical for tomorrow if you have them in mind as you hit the ground running the next morning.
So it's not just about that weekly review where you look back on what did happen. It's looking at your inbox and your calendar and planning ahead and choosing what will happen next, or at least having an intention.
Right. Reviewing your inbox enables you to be productive in the day to come. And the point with weekly review is you may put things in your, you know, as you mentioned, referenced earlier, your someday maybe list, or, you know, however you've broken up your categories. And there may be things that you review every week for weeks running, and you go, you know what, I'm never going to do this. It's just not important, actually. And you drop it.
And dropping stuff is a form of saying no, and there is nothing wrong
with
that.
There's absolutely something good about it, because you've gotten it out of your head, so you're not carrying around going, oh, yeah, I wanted to do this. Oh, yeah, I wanted to do this. And so that's relieved. And then you get to the point where you go, you know what, this is not important, and you have actually processed it completely. And psychologically, when you let it go, you're fine. You know
you're done
that,
with it.
Yeah, you know that you actually did look at it seriously, that you gave it, you know, the old college try, at least on the level of thinking it through, and that you came to a clear decision this was not a priority, and you dropped it, and it's not going to nag you anymore.
And so GTD is, for me, is not just about the system or the tool for recording. It's about kind of those choices you talked about there, Tech Dive. So I've donated or given away books that were centered around a certain area of study that I have said to myself has been important for years, but I've just never touched it. And it's been on my bookshelf, and it's been there, and it's been there, and I've moved
multiple
times. Right,
and you can carry guilt. You can carry guilt over those things, to say nothing of how many calories you burnt carrying those books from place to place. But you can carry guilt over, I still haven't gotten to that, I really should. And you're shooting all over yourself for something that, when if you get honest, you put it into a trusted system, you review it, you think about it, you don't beat yourself up that you haven't gotten it done yet, because it is in a system where you're going to evaluate it. And they determine it's not important.
If it was a priority, you would have gotten to it.
Yes.
I mean, even if you're the person that's the most frazzled and scrambled, I really believe they're still working on priorities probably.
It's like when you run into somebody that you hadn't seen in a while, a friend from college or high school or whatever, Facebook friend, if you will, and you have that classic line of, oh, yeah, we don't ever see each other. Just been too busy. Blah,
college
blah,
buddy.
Blah. Yeah, and the reality is, somebody you used to work with, or the case might be, and you have this polite version where you say, we should.
We're gonna hang out.
Yeah, we're gonna hang out. We ought to do that. Blah blah blah. Another year is gonna go by, and you're gonna have the same conversation. The reality is it's not that you've been too busy. The reality is you had other priorities, and it's that honesty with yourself that allows you to get to a point where you're not carrying it anymore. There are things that you thought would be nice to have, and the reality is they're never going to be a priority. Let them go.
I'm going
to
bring up something related to that, and a great example is the whole point of somebody running into somebody and realizing that you have that conversation. Hey, we should have gotten together. We should get together. So here's a challenge for everybody out there. Next time you encounter somebody you haven't seen in a long time, before you go, we should get together, and yes, we'll do that. Before you say we'll do that, regardless of what they say, that's up to them. Just don't say anything. Just enjoy the moment. Be
right.
In the moment.
Say, it's great to see you again.
It's great to see you again. And guess, because here's the deal: you are writing a check that you are not going to cash.
You're never going to cash,
because more than likely you will not do. Both of you guys know that you're not going to do what you just said.
And
what's
you're
the point?
Feel guilty about it for no good reason.
And what's the point?
So this has happened to me multiple times with the same person.
But it happens to everybody. Here's the other side of the challenge. If you really want to get together with them,
schedule it right there at that moment. Yes, go, hey, we should get together. How does next Friday look?
Yeah, book it then.
Yep,
don't
right.
wait. And that's the only way you'll get
right.
through
and
this stuff.
Sometimes you do that and you find out they really don't want to get together. They go, Friday's, and you propose another date and like, I'm not going to be able to work that one out.
Yep.
Done.
Three and don't be frustrated with them. Just hey,
but
they got other things going.
You might not
going.
Be a priority for them, and that's fine.
And that's what it's about. So the other thing about it that's important, we talked a little bit about projects, a little bit about inbox context. Context is about where in GTD system you are doing the thing that is on your task list. So here's the advantage of context. I have a context called phone, let's say, and you could call the context calls or whatever makes sense to you, but phone. And that is that context, that's really neat about that in GTD is anything that's categorized as phone. Let's say I've got some spare time and I'm thinking, what do I need to do now? And I know I'm going to make a phone call, right? I've got to make a call and I got to check on whatever. If you've got a few minutes to spare and you know that call is not going to take, it's not a meeting, it's not going to take but a couple minutes, go to your context and you can do this in lots of GTD tools, and we can get into that in some later episodes. But you go into your context for phone calls or whatever, and you say, you know what, I'm going to knock out a few of these. And that's the beautiful part about that. You're at your phone, you're at your desk, or you're on your mobile phone, you're at a place where you can make calls, where you won't be disturbed. Knock out a few of those calls, and you've pushed along multiple projects, because those have hit across.
You've taken advantage of that window of time to knock out things that were appropriate to that context.
And the other thing about it, you're not worried. So when you've got things marked for home or for work or for when next time I'm at the grocery store or whatever, you don't have to stress when you're doing things in that context. You don't have to stress about the things that aren't getting done in the other places, because guess what? You're not there.
you can't do them from here.
You can't do them. Which also leads to, you should really think and accurately identify context and projects and work through that. But that just takes practice.
So contexts are really helpful for me with certain scenarios, like obviously location. So if you have a work context, if you have an office of your own, whatever the case might be, context where you need to be physically close to particular pieces of equipment or people or whatever.
Yep, people are great.
That's a great one. You can get specific down to the level of saying, next time I see these, my boss or That's a context. So you can make contexts that are specific people. That
I have
you,
a Tecto and a J context, and yes. They're there.
Those are hugely helpful
because these are people I'm around a lot, and that what that
I'm
means.
I'm totally flattered.
You
right
should
now.
Feel special.
I do,
and I have those pretty much everybody at HP5, everybody at the day job right. that I work with and interact with. I have those, and the reason is because. They may be empty, they may be full, but right. the reason is because any time that I'm organizing my inbox and I know the next time I need to talk to Jay,
about, right.
but it's not something I even need to put a due date on or anything like that. Right. It's just next time I'm around Jay. It's a context. I know that I can put that in there, and it's something that, hey, I'll shoot through the list. When you do one-on-ones in a work context,
yep.
I'll load that up for one-on-ones or walk-in talks and that sort of thing, and I can pull up the context list for that person and just knock through them. Sometimes I don't even mention some of them because I go, you know, today's not the day to talk about that.
Right, but you haven't forgotten.
I haven't forgotten.
Yep.
And you don't have to remember even if you had forgotten.
And I'm not worried. I'm not stressed about that. I can spend my time worrying about what other things to stress about.
Yes, which you're very good at.
I'm very good at
that. So another one that I like is internet. And I chose internet specifically because there are things that I need to do next time I have internet access. And similar to what you're saying with the one-on-ones or you know a personal context, there are things that I may not get to right now. A lot of times there are things I want to research, and I just drop them into my internet context. And they're sitting there for me to know, hey, you know, when I have some time that's not focused on another task, this is something, you know, I can do as long as I have internet access.
Yep, that's a good idea. You know, writing's a good context, which can be used for lots of things.
Generating blog articles or whatever the case might be.
Yep. Are you going to say something, Jay?
No, I was just admiring the fact that you had a context with my name on it.
That's still hanging
out. You still can't get over that.
Super flat.
That is just something I do with people anytime I have people that are, you know, I've got them for my family, all that. So it's pretty cool. Let's see, what else do we have here? So we talked a little bit about reviewing. There is a formal review process, and I know, Tecto, you talked a bunch about that, but really the review is that time to go through and clear out stuff you don't need to do anymore. It's a chance to say, have I moved this project along? Do I need to make it a priority? One thing I think is worth saying here as we kind of close out today, and I think I have a feeling we're going to talk more about GTD in the future. Lots to talk about.
It weaves into almost everything we do somehow or other.
It really does. Is I really think that you should really be honest about what can you get done in a day. And this is something that I struggle with a lot. I think most people
too.
Do. But when I do the night before, I am pretty religious about the night before looking at the calendar in my head, thinking through the day, the next day, and then looking at my to-do list.
Well, there's a best practice on this, by the way, that is actually take your calendar and put the tasks actually into time slots on the calendar.
Yeah.
From 11 to 11:30, I have a window of time. I'm going to do this task and book your entire day. I have not gotten to that point, but it is a best practice. It's on my list to implement as a, you know, continuous improvement, implement in my own GTD practice.
Yeah, and I found some actually nice tools that are allowing me to move toward that, and I'll share those in the show notes as well.
Awesome.
That's awesome. We'll close out the day and be back next week. We've got a subject already set up and for next week, and look forward to talking to everybody then.
Excellent.
Where's that from?